All right, let's get to it. The Bryant Park Project feature that toes the line between the meaningful, the delightful, and the what the heck are they talking about? A roundup on the news you can't use. We call it the ramble.
Cue the tape, Jacob, please.
800 miles from Harpo Studios,
one unsuspecting town is about to get the shock of their lives.
It's the holiday show that sparks a frenzy.
Oh my God, I watched this yesterday. I thought women's heads were going to explode. Oprah did her favorite thing show. It aired yesterday. I don't know if you are familiar with it. She does this show every year, which just gives away. Rachel's familiar with this. She just gives away so much stuff. Now, she did it in Macon, Georgia. She took her whole show to Macon, Georgia. Here's the interesting reason why. Since the Oprah Winfrey Show has been national since 1986, Macon has been their number one market. At any time, 45% of the households in Macon, Georgia, at 4 o'clock, watching Oprah Winfrey. Can you imagine that? So she took the whole shebang, took it on the road. She just gave away. She gave away a HD TV refrigerator worth $3,700.
HD TV
refrigerator. It's this stainless steel refrigerator has a TV in it. You can watch TV, DVDs, cooking shows. It's got 100 recipes. They'll walk you through right in the TV.
Because Americans need more reasons to sit in front of the refrigerator.
She gave away crocheted Uggs. She gave away mixing. I watched this, as you can tell. She gave away mixing bowls. She gave away something that I really now am upset because I know there's going to be a run on that Planet Earth DVD special, which is so beautiful. I think it was Discovery did it.
Oh, yeah.
So she
gave
away those.
Which can be watched in HD
on
your refrigerator.
Yeah, yeah. By the time that show is halfway done, she could give them, like, a blade of grass, and they would go totally berserk.
They are in a state of frenzy. I like how they said from 800 miles from the studio, from the Harpo Studios. Some people would say Chicago.
Yeah, no,
it's
sort
of
the
Oprah-centric
view of the world. It's the capital of Illinois now. Okay, we're getting...
You get a fridge. Okay, next thing.
Mike, we're getting the clue. Mike
Huckabee is getting a gift that has him pumped. What does Mike Huckabee get? It's from his pal, the Nature Boy, Ric Flair.
Woo!
Yeah, professional wrestling legend Ric Flair, former 16-time world heavyweight champion, I mean, who's counting, is endorsing the former Arkansas governor Mike Huckabee. You know, it's not the first time Flair has waded into the rough and tumble of primary politics. He has previously campaigned in the primaries for George H.W. Bush, Bob Dole.
He didn't.
George W. Bush.
He did.
I just would like to note that on Ric Flair's Wikipedia page, they list some of the moves that he is known for, and one is something known as the testicular claw. Does Mike Huckabee really want to get in bed with the Nature Boy?
I think if he can do that to other candidates, yes, he does.
Woohoo!
Rachel Martin, we're going to put you up
my
next.
Story?
Yes, please.
Oh, man, there's so many names I could mispronounce in this. Okay, so there is apparently this theory out there that the first Thanksgiving may not have happened in Massachusetts, but in Florida. And furthermore, the meal consisted not of turkey, but of bean soup, no cranberry sauce. This is the whole thing. This Spanish explorer named Pedro Menendez de Avias apparently dined with a group of Timucua Indians on September 8th, 1565 in St. Augustine, Florida. And now an author in St. Augustine is saying that this should actually be used as the real first Thanksgiving date. Robin Joya is her name. She's written a whole book about this called America's Real First Thanksgiving. So I don't really know if her mission is catching steam.
If it was in Florida, they just tasered the turkey instead of cooked it.
Maybe.
That's how they do things in Florida.
That's how they roll in
from
Florida.
From what I understand.
The tase.
And that does it for this edition of The Ramble.